So many people play video games these days, you could call it America's 21st century pastime. But even though lots of people are doing it, not everybody can handle it. Some of them get addicted to gaming. One of the few places where people can get help is east of Seattle in Carnation, as KUOW's Jamala Henderson reports.
It's day 19 in rehab for Tom Piasecki, and he's showing me his daily routine outside. It involves walking through forested areas, feeding chickens and doves. I follow him around on dirt paths and brave one large rickety bridge that leads to a treehouse. It's a completely different world than the one Piasecki is used to. No computers, no cell phones. He stays completely away from tech. It's been a difficult change, but at 24 and still living at home, he says he chose to come to this retreat because his life had fallen apart.
I lost my job in November. I broke up with my girlfriend shortly before coming here, and I knew that playing 14 hours of video games a day was not healthy.
He worked odd hours at a Chrysler car dealership in Connecticut, where he's originally from. 3 14-hour days with 4 days off.
And those work hours were pretty brutal. And they also left me with a ton of free time. I was not someone who exercised. I was not someone who had a social life. So I stayed in the basement with my online friends, and we played video games.
And his games of choice?
The main game was probably League of Legends. The other big ones for me were Dark Souls and Kerbal Space Program.
And his computer use at work had gotten so out of control, he was fired after his managers realized they couldn't get him to stop.
I knew I needed to change something, but it wasn't too clear to me what. And over the next 2 weeks, when I realized that I had just been sitting trying to escape reality, that I finally talked to my mother and said, I need help.
I'm Hillary Cash, and I'm co-founder of Restart Life, LLC.
Hillary Cash has been helping people addicted to the digital world for over 20 years. Participants in her program spend anywhere from 3 weeks to 3 months detoxing their brains from the constant feedback they get from playing video games.
Because if you don't have that break, it's really hard to fight, you know, your own addicted brain's impulses. Very hard to fight that.
Cash says anything that stimulates the prolonged release of certain neurochemicals to the pleasure centers of the brain can be addictive. She compares excessive video gaming to pathological gambling, which, after many years of debate, was classified as an addiction by the American Psychiatric Association a couple of years ago.
So there's just been enough research on what's happening neurochemically to show that it's pretty identical to what happens when you ingest a drug. The drug is what's stimulating that release. It's not a behavior. But in gambling, which is highly pleasurable to those who become addicted, it's stimulating just the same regions of the brain are lighting up.
For now, the APA has one page in its manual dubbed Internet Gaming Disorder, explaining what it is and recommending that it receive further study. The actual numbers of addicted gamers in America are a bit fuzzier. Some researchers believe around 8% of gamers become addicted to playing.
Did he get a job?
Yes, I did.
Josh!
Hillary Cash's Restart program is small, but the price isn't. $25,000 for the first 45 days. It's for men only, five at a time, and they tend to range between 18 and 28 years old. Their days are filled with meetings and therapy that's modeled after traditional 12-step programs like Alcoholics Anonymous. They read books to understand their addiction, and they keep a schedule of daily chores that teach them how to function in the real world.
Almost all addicts, no matter what the addiction, don't have good skills at emotion regulation. So we give them new skills so that they can tolerate unpleasant emotion without having to run away from it. We talk a lot about social skills and communication skills, and then just life skills, doing laundry, cooking an egg, going shopping and preparing a meal, things like that.
The main goal participants like Tom Piasecki need to achieve before they leave is completing a written document called a life balance plan. It's a detailed personal plan that they'll take with them to help them navigate the real world.
Okay, just the next door on your right, right there.
Yeah.
A few weeks later, Tom is ready to present his version of the plan at Restart's off-site facility in Redmond. He's surrounded by his support system, counselors and friends he's made at the program, as he grips his handwritten notes.
It's hard to believe that my time in on-site is already over. I've been here for just over 2 months, and yet it feels like it's been a couple years. The night that I arrived, I was a scared child, worried that I...
They listen intently and give him detailed feedback. Piasecki plans to move into an apartment with a roommate who's been through the program. He needs to find a job to support himself, one that doesn't rely on a computer. And to find that job, Piasecki will only use a computer at Restart's off-site facility a few hours at a time. He even hopes he can play games again in a couple of years, but one friend cautions him not to focus on that.
I also owe a great deal of thanks to my parents for enduring my daily, frequently hysterical calls. Thank you guys so very much for not bringing me home despite my begging and pleading.
But the biggest task Tom will have to face is how to fight his known and unknown triggers for excessive video gaming so that he doesn't end up where he was before, addicted to hiding from reality. Jamala Henderson, KUOW News.